anywhere you have a lot of horses, you're going to get a lot of manure. Here's the world's Amanda McGowan.
The Helsinki International Horse Show wrapped up last week. 370 horses, 5 days. Over 100 tons of manure. But this is a little different because a Finnish energy company called Fortum took all of that waste and made electricity from it. Enough to power the entire horse show, in fact, and then some.
There is actually quite a lot of energy in horse manure.
That's Anssi Paalinen from Fortum's horsepower division. Yes, really. This project was his idea.
My wife rides, and I can understand the situation when it's in the stables, that horses produce a lot of manure. Typical Finnish horse produces up to 8 to even 10 tons of manure per year.
That volume is a big problem. In the EU, dumping manure in landfills is tightly regulated.
If you decompose manure in an uncontrolled way, then the decomposing manure creates methane.
Or methane. And it's an extremely powerful greenhouse gas that contributes to global warming. So Fortum collects the manure, mixes it with stuff like wood chips and sawdust, and burns it to generate power. They've done it for a few years now at the Helsinki Horse Show, but they also work with 300 stables in Finland to collect manure year-round. Paalinen says he could see this concept expanding across the continent.
There's 75,000 horses in Finland, and there's 6 million horses in Europe. So obviously there are potential uses for this concept outside Finland.
Paalinen says one unusual part of the job is just talking about the raw material. He says when they started out, they had long discussions about what word to use to refer to, well, the waste.
We had a long discussion of what terms we should use. What is dung and what is manure? And that's in different languages. It was really, really funny discussions. And a bunch of kind of serious scientists and engineers discussing about what to call different types of excrement.
They settled on manure. It's a renewable energy source. An extremely renewable source. For the world, I'm Amanda McGowan.